Okay, so we've got some really interesting material to dig into today.
Yeah.
You know those excerpts from Christian Culture News you sent over? Those really got me thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
It seems like there's this surprising trend happening. More and more men are starting to really engage with their faith.
That is interesting.
And it might even be closing that religious gender gap we've seen for so long.
Right.
So for this deep dive, we really want to explore this shift. And try to figure out the why, what's driving it, what challenges these guys are facing, and what it all means for us culturally.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, for decades, we've seen pretty consistent data showing that women are typically more religiously active, like way more likely to be at services, involved in their communities, even holding leadership roles in their faiths. It wasn't a small difference either. It was pretty much a universal pattern.
Absolutely. And trying to understand why that gap exists in the first place, well, it gets pretty complex. It's not just one thing, right? You've got all these overlapping factors, like the article mentions these sociocultural factors, which basically means all the expectations society puts on men. And for a long time, being a man meant you didn't show vulnerability, And exploring faith, it requires some real soul searching.
Definitely.
So for generations, faith was kind of seen as a woman's thing. And it's important to remember that those perspectives were often shaped by men, which, might have unintentionally made some men feel like they didn't quite belong in that space.
It's like these societal expectations about what it means to be a man. They made it harder for guys to openly express their faith, you know? Like it wasn't really seen as the manly thing to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the article also mentions psychological factors, like maybe men and women just naturally think about purpose and meaning in different ways, and that could have something to do with how they connect with faith too.
It's an interesting point. And then there's the whole theological angle.
Yeah, that part really got to me. Yeah, because I hadn't really thought about it like that before.
It can be kind of a blind spot.
Yeah, like how the core beliefs of a religion, they've been interpreted and passed down over time. And often that's been through a mostly male lens,
Absolutely.
which makes you wonder if that might have unintentionally made it less welcoming for some men, or maybe shaped their understanding of what faith even is.
It's interesting to look at how power structures within religious institutions historically have influenced how men engage with their spirituality. You think about things like the priesthood, or how for so long leadership roles in so many faiths were dominated by men. It often presented this image of religious involvement being all about authority and power.
Right, like being the head of the household type of thing.
Exactly. And that might not resonate with everyone's personal spiritual journey.
Definitely. And we can't forget about the traditional roles men have held for so long. The protector and provider roles. It's almost like their spirituality became all about duty, like an obligation. Not so much about personal exploration or connecting with their emotions. And some guys might connect with their faith more on that emotional level.
It's a valid point, and I think we have to acknowledge the role of patriarchy here as well.
Yeah.
So these systems where men hold most of the power and influence, they've shaped religious doctrines, often reinforcing this idea that spirituality is inherently masculine.
It kind of puts everyone in a box.
It does. It potentially marginalizes women's experiences, and like the article points out, it also restricts the ways men can express their own faith. It creates a very narrow definition of what it means to be a spiritual man.
Right. So when you think about all of that historical context, the societal pressures, those power dynamics, and how male spirituality was defined, it makes this potential resurgence we're seeing even more significant, right?
It really does. And to understand it better, I think we need to delve into what the recent data is telling us.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's not just anecdotal, right? The numbers are actually backing this up.
Exactly. There are studies showing a real increase in men getting involved in spiritual practices and faith-based activities.
Like that Pew Research Center data the article mentioned.
Yeah.
That 15% jump in weekly religious service attendance among men under 50, that's huge.
Right. And it seems to suggest that something more fundamental might be shifting in how younger generations of men think about and engage with faith.
Yeah, definitely. It's not just showing up on Sundays either. The article mentions that more men are getting involved in those church programs focused on, like, personal growth, mental health, and building connections with other guys. And that seems like it directly addresses some of those limitations we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. Men need spaces where they feel comfortable being vulnerable and connecting with each other. It makes sense that when faith communities offer that, it would draw them in.
Right, totally. And it's not just about the traditional forms of religious engagement either. The article mentioned how men are gravitating towards faith movements that emphasize solidarity and brotherhood, you know. And things like mentorship seem to be really important.
It seems like those kinds of communities are tapping into a fundamental human need for connection and belonging. Maybe those needs weren't always being met in the past.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting that the article mentioned those organizations that focus on spiritual masculinity. It's almost like some men are actively searching for ways to be both masculine and spiritual, but without all those old stereotypes and limitations.
It's an important point. And it raises the question, how are men today redefining what it means to be both masculine and spiritual?
Exactly. And then you've got the rise of alternative spiritual practices, like mindfulness and meditation. That seems to appeal to men who maybe aren't comfortable with traditional religion, but are still seeking a spiritual connection.
Absolutely. It's a less formal approach that allows for more individual exploration. So it's clear that this shift is happening in multiple ways, both within existing faiths and outside of them.
So let's talk about what's driving this resurgence. The article points to a few key factors. What do you think is the biggest one?
Well, one thing that seems to be a major catalyst is personal crisis. Mm. Whether it's career setbacks, relationship breakdowns, or those big existential questions that we all face at some point, those difficult moments can lead people to seek deeper meaning. And for some men, that means turning towards or back to faith.
It makes sense, right? When you go through something tough, it kind of strips everything away and forces you to confront those big questions. Mm-hmm. And faith can offer a sense of comfort and meaning during those times.
Absolutely. And then, of course, there's the importance of community.
Community seems like such a huge part of this.
It is. Those men's ministries and faith-based groups that are popping up everywhere are providing spaces where men can connect with each other, talk about their struggles, and explore their faith without being judged.
Right, like it's a safe space for them.
Exactly, and that feeling of belonging can be so powerful, especially for men who might be dealing with isolation.
And then there's the whole technology piece. Honestly, I hadn't thought about it in this context before.
The way technology has changed how we engage with faith is pretty remarkable.
Yeah. It's like it's never been easier to connect with faith communities and resources.
Exactly. With social media, podcasts, online forums, men can explore different perspectives, participate in discussions, even access spiritual practices from the comfort of their homes. It's a much less intimidating way to engage, especially for someone who might be hesitant to walk into a church or temple for the first time.
Yeah, that's a good point. It kind of removes that barrier to entry.
And the interactive nature of a lot of these online platforms, it encourages those deeper conversations and self-reflection that can really enhance someone's spiritual journey.
So it seems like community plays a huge role in all of this. It's more than just individual beliefs. It's about shared experiences, right?
Absolutely. It's about those support networks, the activities you do together, that simple act of fellowship. They all contribute to a more meaningful experience of faith.
You like those church-based men's groups the article mentioned. Those regular meetings where they can just talk and support each other, that seems like it could really help guys combat that sense of isolation we were talking about.
It provides a space for them to be vulnerable and connect with other men who are going through similar things. And then there are those group activities like retreats and workshops, even service projects. It's not just talking about faith, it's putting it into action, building those bonds through shared experience.
And doing it side by side with other guys.
Exactly. And the article specifically mentioned retreats that focus on leadership and vulnerability. Now, those are two concepts that, in traditional views of masculinity, are often seen as being at odds with each other.
Right, like polar opposites.
But in a supportive community, men can start to redefine those concepts and see vulnerability as a strength in their spiritual journey. And the fact that these men's ministry programs are successful across different faiths really highlights the power of community. When men find those supportive environments, they're much more likely to actively participate in their faith.
It's like they're finally being given permission to be their whole selves, you know?
I think so. But it's not all easy, right? The article also talks about some of the challenges men still face.
Right. It's not all sunshine and roses.
Exactly. Like there's still that societal pressure to conform to a certain image of masculinity.
It's hard to shake that off, isn't it?
It is. It can be really difficult for men to open up about their spiritual struggles when they feel like they have to be stoic and emotionally reserved all the time.
It's like they're afraid to show any weakness.
Exactly. And then there are the personal doubts that can come up, you know, questioning the existence of a higher power or wondering if those ancient teachings are still relevant today.
It's normal to question things.
It is. But for men, there can be this added pressure to have all the answers, to be decisive and in control. And that can make it harder for them to openly wrestle with their doubts within a faith community.
Like they're not allowed to be unsure.
Right. And I think that tension between traditional masculinity and the vulnerability that comes with spiritual exploration, that's a major obstacle for a lot of men. It can really hold them back, even if they're drawn to faith.
So let's shift gears a bit. What are the broader cultural implications of all this? Mm-hmm. If this trend keeps going, you know, more and more men engaging with their faith, how might it change things? The article talks about it reshaping cultural dynamics. What do you think they mean by that?
Well, for one thing, it could have a huge impact on families. If spiritual exploration becomes more of a family activity, it could really strengthen those bonds. Imagine fathers being more open about their faith and values, having those conversations with their sons. That could create an environment where young boys feel more comfortable exploring their own spirituality and see that it's okay to be both masculine and emotionally open.
Yeah, I mean, that would be huge, wouldn't it? Like seeing their dads model that.
Absolutely. And the article also talks about the potential for increased community involvement. More men volunteering their time, getting involved in charitable work.
That's a really interesting point. Like, maybe it could help break down those stereotypes about men being emotionally detached.
Exactly. It could foster a stronger sense of communal responsibility and encourage men to use their skills and resources to give back. And I think the shifting societal norms play a big role here, too. As it becomes less stigmatized for men to be open about their spirituality, we might see even more men feeling comfortable exploring their faith without fear of judgment. That could lead to a more inclusive understanding of spirituality for everyone.
So everyone benefits.
Exactly. And, you know, those case studies in the article really bring these trends to life, like John, the executive, who felt so unfulfilled even though he was successful.
Oh, yeah. He found his purpose through community service and that men's group, right?
Right. It just goes to show that even when you achieve worldly success, it doesn't always equal fulfillment. Sometimes you need to connect with something bigger than yourself. Find your purpose through service and connection.
Totally. And then there was Mark, the veteran who was struggling with PTSD. He found so much healing and support through that faith-based program, right? I thought that was a really powerful story.
Yeah, that one really got to me too. It shows how faith communities can play a vital role in helping people cope with trauma and mental health challenges. And the fact that he's now an advocate, using his experience to help others, that's just amazing.
And then you have David, the teenager, who came from a really difficult family situation.
Yeah, he found mentors and a sense of belonging through his church.
It's like that church became his family in a way.
Right, and that support system helped him build his self-esteem and develop strong values. He's now a role model for other young people who are facing similar challenges.
These stories are so inspiring. They really show how powerful faith can be in terms of fostering community, resilience, and purpose. What do you think the future holds for men and faith? Where do we go from here?
Well, one thing that seems clear is that men are looking for a more personalized and communal approach to spirituality. They don't just want to attend services. They want to understand their faith more deeply and connect with others on a meaningful level.
It's about more than just checking the box.
Exactly. And technology will continue to play a key role in facilitating those connections. Online platforms, social media, podcasts, virtual communities, they all provide opportunities for men to explore their faith in a way that feels comfortable and accessible.
It's like it meets them where they're at, right?
Exactly. And I think faith communities need to adapt to these evolving needs. That means creating programs specifically for men with a focus on mentorship, authentic fellowship, and open discussions about the issues that matter to them today. Events focused on personal growth and emotional well-being could be really powerful too.
It's about creating that safe space for them to be vulnerable and authentic.
Absolutely. So the future of men's engagement with faith isn't just about more men participating. It's about a fundamental shift in how they connect with their spirituality.
Yeah, it's a deeper level of engagement.
Right. It's driven by a desire for deeper meaning and connection. And technology and adaptive communities are playing a huge role in making that happen. I think we're just at the beginning of this shift, and it's exciting to think about what the future holds.
Okay, so wrapping things up. It's clear that this growing engagement of men in faith is a multifaceted trend. It's fueled by personal experiences, the need for community, and a changing cultural landscape. It has the potential to reshape religious communities and how we think about masculinity, and that's a pretty big deal.
Absolutely. And considering all the information you shared, it's clear that this is a dynamic and evolving area. It really makes you think about how these trends are playing out in your own communities, your own circles.
Absolutely. So here's a final thought for you to chew on. What happens if this trend continues? What are the long-term implications for society if more and more men become actively engaged in their faith? How could that impact leadership, social justice efforts, and even the way we talk about meaning and purpose in our culture? It's something worth thinking about, that's for sure.